This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live
there.
Here?
Okay, good. Now you're
there.
Telling me.
There you go.
Good. Manny, can you hear me now?
I got you loud and clear.
Now I hear. Kind of way, way back there, buried in the
planning
music,
is for people who can't think on their feet, folks.
Exactly. All right, we are live, and welcome to a Monday edition of What's on Your Mind. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon, brought to you in part today by our friends at the Energy of North Dakota. Jobs, jobs, lots of jobs, good-paying jobs, blue-collar, white-collar, sledgehammer, programmer jobs, you name it. Bustling main streets and more savings and careers. What does that do? It keeps the next generation reaching high and putting down roots right here with the technologies and the innovations producing North Dakota oil and natural gas. It's all possible for our state and our nation. Making it happen with the Energy of North Dakota. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. All right, today on the program, next hour, we have three guests joining us. This first hour, wide open for you on What's on Your Mind. I want to talk a little bit about what happened in Virginia over the weekend. And hate. What is the one thing that can combat hate? If we say, hate's the problem over here, what's the cure? What's the solution to that hard heart? That's what I'd like to talk about here a little bit in this first hour. Next hour, we're going to talk to Captain James McCormick. He is with an entity called Vets for Energy. Talk about their quest to get government officials at every level to consider decisions on energy policy through the prism of U.S. national security. Love that. Dick Morris will be here, the famed political consultant who has a brand new book out called The Intelligence War on Donald Trump. Book comes out tomorrow, actually. This is real. And then Chris Berg will be here from Point of View. You watch him on KX4 in the East, West Dakota Fox, the Point of View program on television. All right, so I don't remember what time Saturday I first heard about this incident in Virginia. I guess I first heard about the fact that it was planned, because this had been planned for some time. And then I heard that it was sort of getting out of hand. You had groups going head-to-head, and then this awful revelation that a car mowed down someone and others were injured, and then you had a helicopter go down later. And all of it, from everything I can gather, I watched everything on this. I'm reading online. I'm watching television news all the way through the Sunday shows yesterday. And near as I can tell, Donald Trump was driving the car into that mob of people, killed that woman. Donald Trump brought the helicopter down. Donald Trump invented hate. Prior to Donald Trump being a candidate for president of the United States and then president of the United States, there was no hate, evidently, in the United States. I'm sorry, I'm just a little bit facetious today because I'm sick and tired of this. It's absolutely ridiculous. The whole weekend was spent saying Donald Trump didn't say enough. Donald Trump didn't do enough. And I'm thinking, well, okay, I'm not paying 100% attention to what he said or done, but what did he say? I saw the statement on Saturday. He actually had a group of veterans, and he was announcing and doing a bill signing, and then he ended up talking about this, and I saw a tweet here and there, saw a statement on Sunday. So I'm going to start with doing something the rest of the media hasn't done. I'm guessing, ladies and gentlemen, no media organization on earth has done what I'm about to do. It's very unprecedented. It may get us in big trouble. Todd, are you prepared for some trouble today?
Bring it on. Bring it on.
You might have to get the buzzer out and rein me back. I'm going to actually let you listen to the entire 3 minutes of what Donald Trump said. Oh, I know. Because it's much easier to cherry pick what he said and then complain that he didn't say more than it is to actually play what he said, okay? And that's what the lazy media does for you. I'm going to actually read a tweet or two that he said, and I'm going to read a follow-up statement that came on Sunday because some people wanted more from the White House in the name of the President of the United States. And then do me a favor. Tell me what more he should have done. And then let's talk about the real problem, okay? So we're going to spend a little bit of time on stupid stuff that the media obsesses over, and then we're going to get to the important stuff. Everybody in? Okay. Let's start. So here is Saturday. This is Saturday. I don't know exactly what time, but it's the first tweet from Donald Trump on Saturday after what was going on in Virginia. Quote, "We all must be united and condemn all that hate stands for. There is no place for this kind of violence in America. Let's come together as one." Any problem with that, Tom?
So far, so good.
And horrible? Awful. I'm pretty good. Condemn all that hate stands for. Come together as one. No place for this kind of violence in America.
What's the problem?
I don't know.
Okay.
Here's another. We must remember this truth. No matter our color, creed, religion, or political party, we are all Americans first. Another, we will continue to follow developments in Charlottesville and provide whatever assistance is needed. We are ready, willing, and able. Okay? Then the car situation, the awful, sick, disgusting, hate-filled, murderous use of a vehicle. And he says, deepest condolences to the families and fellow officers of the Virginia State Police who died today. You're all among the best this nation produces. Condolences to the family of the young woman killed today. Best regards to all of those injured in Charlottesville. This is so sad. Okay? Pretty clear to me what he's saying. Now, that was Twitter. Here is his actual statement from this event. Listen very close.
But I thought I should put out a comment as to what's going on in Charlottesville.
We're closely following the terrible events unfolding in Charlottesville, Virginia. We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. On many sides. It's been going on for a long time in our country. Not Donald Trump, not Barack Obama. It's been going on for a long, long time. It is no place in America. What is vital now is a swift restoration of law and order and the protection of innocent lives. No citizen should ever fear for their safety and security in our society. And no child should ever be afraid to go outside and play or be with their parents and have a good time. I just got off the phone with the governor of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, and we agreed that the hate and the division must stop, and must stop right now. We have to come together as Americans with love for our nation and true affection, really, and I say this so strongly, true affection for each other. We have so many incredible things happening in our country. So when I watch Charlottesville, to me it's very, very sad. I want to salute the great work of the state and local police in Virginia, incredible people, law enforcement, incredible people. And also the National Guard, they've really been working smart and working hard. They've been doing a terrific job. Federal authorities are also providing tremendous support to the governor. He thanked me for that. And we are here to provide whatever other assistance is needed. We are ready, willing, and able. Above all else, we must remember this truth. No matter our color, creed, religion, or political party, we are all Americans first. We love our country. We love our God. We love our flag. We're proud of our country. We're proud of who we are. So we want to get the situation straightened out in Charlottesville and we want to study it, and we want to see what we're doing wrong as a country where things like this can happen. My administration is restoring the sacred bonds of loyalty between this nation and its citizens. But our citizens must also restore the bonds of trust and loyalty between one another. We must love each other, respect each other, and cherish our history and our future together. So important. We have to respect each other. Ideally, we have to love each other.
And again, going back to Charlottesville, we have to heal the wounds of our country. These are wounds that have been going on for really a long time. And I thought, and everybody thought, and everybody wants it to heal, and it will heal. And we're going to make every effort possible to make sure that that healing procedure goes as quickly as possible. I love the people of our country. I love all of the people of our country. We're going to make America great again, but we're going to make it great for all of the people of the United States of America.
What do you think of that? Do you hear it anywhere else? More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I'm at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to collect a few ideas on how to make every day better for you. And, of course, the spas do that, and the pools do that, and that great patio furniture and all the fun you can have outside does that. But the sauna is probably the healthiest thing you sell. And there's some new studies that suggest we have to think long and hard about being in a sauna all year. Why?
20-year study by the University of Finland, and they tested men, and men who sat in a sauna minimum of four times a week had reduced their chance of Alzheimer's or dementia by 66%. And it's the number five killer of men in the United States. 66% better chance of not getting that dementia or Alzheimer's by sitting in a sauna.
And many other health benefits you've talked about as well, right?
That's right. I mean, there's wellness, there's detoxification, you sleep better, you truly relax, you get rid of the bad out of the body, the metals. A lot of great reasons.
Take it from Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot 2, online at hotspringnd.com. Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
But the First Amendment applies to everyone, whether you're on the right or the left. And it's very unfortunate that the whole thing ended the way it did. But it almost seems like the country is so divided. Is this the next prelude to another kind of civil war or some kind of separation of the Union into the West?
Appreciate the call, and I agree with you, by the way, as far as, you know, free speech. They did file permits. I think the Virginia police and the Charlottesville police have some explaining to do. They own some of this. I don't know how you let two groups, and by the way, there were two groups that were radical, that were face-to-face, okay? Here's my thing on your larger question of the... Anyway, I didn't finish, I guess, but how you let those two groups go face-to-face and not better manage that situation? You know, one of our listeners just texted, police in Virginia were told to stand down. I don't know if that was the case or not. I'm just saying that was a failure of law enforcement to not have... This was no surprise. This is just not a flash that it happened. There was some debate over where the, you know, they were supposed to be. And it wasn't handled well, in my mind. It was not handled well. Because you can't let those two groups get face to face. And
I saw a few links yesterday on Drudge that reported that, though, too, that they were told to stand down, which makes you wonder, okay, why on earth?
Yeah, I agree. I don't get it at all. On the Civil War point of your comment, of your question, first of all, these white supremacists, KKK, neo-Nazi groups, okay, they are a fringe. All right, they're like 0.00001% of the electorate. Okay, I think one of the reasons the president probably didn't mention them by name in the statement on Saturday, which caused another hue and cry. Oh, he never said it by name. Oh, he said many sides. Oh, all the stupid stuff they were saying. Why elevate them? Why elevate them? But what isn't a fringe is political hatred, identity politics. That's a bigger problem. I would argue to you that if I dislike you, I hate you because of the color of your skin, that is equal to someone who hates someone else because of their political opinions. You're a Trump supporter. You're the reason. There's just a, and I would argue the numbers, the actual people who hate in the name of you voted for Donald Trump, therefore I hate you. You're a conservative, therefore I hate you. The numbers of that, and for that matter, conservatives that hate liberals back, you know, I don't see that as much, at least on social media and whatnot. I don't disagree it's out there, but, you know, I'm a conservative that dislikes the viewpoint, the ideology of liberalism, but I don't hate anybody or any political viewpoint. But I'm saying if we're going to talk about hate being a problem, hate's a lot bigger problem in political discourse than it is some fringe group of white supremacists. Now, deal with it. And you heard Donald Trump say, study it, you know. And here's what he came out with on Sunday, just to close the loop on Trump. This was a spokesman in his name. The president said very strongly in a statement yesterday, he condemns all forms of violence, bigotry, and hatred. I'm yelling because the media doesn't seem to understand. And, of course, that includes white supremacists, KKK, neo-Nazi, and all extremist groups. He called for national unity and bringing all Americans together. They were forced to put that out again and actually name some names. I don't know what more you want from Trump. I know this. If you handed the left a blank sheet of paper and say, put down there exactly what you want Donald Trump to say exactly, and then he went to a mountaintop and shouted it, they'd find some other reason to be mad. There's no pleasing them. None. None whatsoever. Let's get to the phones. Your take on all of this. Chat, what's on your mind?
Well, I know damn well Trump hates me because not once in that 3-minute speech did he say anything about me and my family going bow hunting in a little over 2 weeks and having the time of our life. Not once did he mention any of that. That's how sick that fake media is. Just upsets me. They pick him apart and say nothing senseless at all.
I got to tell you, it really drove me to distraction this weekend. I let it get to me, and I wish I hadn't. But it's so ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's so ridiculous. And what it is, and I think this is probably what consumes me more than anything, identity politics is out of control in this country. You know, it is this particular sexuality, this particular color, this particular... You know, it's a bunch of people that want to put us all in buckets. We're not Americans. We are gay and straight and transgender and, you know, left and the neo-Nazi. It's ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. And that's the plague that's out there. And I don't recall a president in my lifetime being as clear when he talked about being all Americans first. We have to love each other. This is what he's saying. Now, you know, if a pastor was up there and asked to comment on this, if Jesus himself was on the scene in Virginia trying to quiet the storm, he'd probably say, hey, people, love each other. You can't get any more black and white clear of what needs to happen to end that kind of hate chat, right? And he says, and it's not good enough. You're exactly right. And maybe we'll just ignore it. Burnsville, Minnesota is where we go next to John. Hello, John. What's on your mind?
Hi, I'm first-time caller. I just want to touch base on, you know, this alt-right labelization of this group who actually pulled a permit to legally go there and protest the statue demobilization of the Robert E. Lee. These people have been, these two groups, these alt-right groups and these Antifa groups and Black Lives Matter, these guys have been clashing all across the country. And on one hand, you have a glorification of a Black Lives Matter group or an Antifa group for, you know, standing up against Trump. And to counter them, you've got these alt-right people going across the country basically to say, hey, we have a voice too. And not to say that I support any one of these groups, because in reality, I condone all of them. But you get on, like you're saying, the news outlets on the weekend, and it's all about hate group, white supremacist groups who are just out to cause a ruckus. But it's the conglomeration of all of them. And the problem is we have all of our news outlets coming from East and West Coast. And then there's people like us in the Midwest that are thinking, you know, we do support Trump, but we're looked at as unintelligible people, because we're not in the mainstream anti-Trump mentality. But we're stuck having to digest all of this information that's funneled out of very liberal centers. And it's gotten to the point where I used to get up every Sunday morning and watch the news, watch the Sunday morning briefings, whether it was Chuck Todd, whether it was George Stephanopoulos, whether it was Chris Wallace. I mean, name the groups that are always on there. It's gotten to the point now where the rhetoric and the animosity is so extensive against Trump that I can't even watch it no more.
I'm the same way. I used to religiously watch them all. I still look at the transcripts, but it's easier that way. You don't shut up the TV. Well said, John. I think you've described the situation quite well. And it is frustrating. More of your comments after this.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Stopping energy development. That's the goal of the new left, according to Craig Stevens of GAIN. Grow America's infrastructure now. We spoke with him recently about whether it's time to move on past the protests of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. He says it's not over.
That's the problem. It's not over. It's not over there in North Dakota. It's not over along that line. We're going to continue to see, I think, disruption. We're also seeing protests in every interstate pipeline that's currently under construction. It is the new playbook. It is a cost of doing business, I think, for any infrastructure company, but it's the new playbook for the left. And what they're trying to do is stop energy development in this country. They're trying to stop the heart of energy development by cutting off the veins of energy infrastructure. And we're seeing that all over this country. And if that happens, we're going to rely more on foreign sources of energy. It's going to hamper our economy. And it's going to cost tens of thousands of people who work on these lines their jobs.
Protests are still happening on the Dakota Access Pipeline. And as you heard, on other energy infrastructure projects across the USA. This still matters. Thanks, Craig. That's another radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline project. Thanks for listening. And join us again soon.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I just wanted to comment on what I saw on the mainstream media was a few clips of, the so-called white nationalist protesters being aggressive, but I actually watched the full event live stream, and it seemed to me that the peaceful what so-called white nationalists were there basically being pelted with balloons filled with urine and excrement and being pepper sprayed and harassed. And it's really sad how the media paints a picture that really didn't happen. But that's kind of my comment.
Thanks for the call. Others welcome. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-367-2054. That's me, actually. Or Todd at 226-8503. Either one of us. We'll get it. Okay? Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Dick Morris next hour on the book, The Intelligence War on Donald Trump. We'll talk about how national security and energy go together. And Chris Berg will be here from 6:30 Point of View. I want to spend some time with Chris on identity of politics, too. And I did test a theory out on Chris earlier today. And he chortled at this a little bit. Todd, if that's a word, can you chortle something? And that is, hear me out here now, and yell and scream and holler if you want to. But do you know why Charlottesville was the location of this protest this past weekend? Did you see that at all in the news?
No.
So there's a park there called the Robert E. Lee Park in Charlottesville. And there's a statue there of Robert E. Lee.
Oh, I did see that, yes.
And evidently they've changed the name of the park now to Imagination Park, and they're going to remove the statue. Okay?
Imagination Park? I guess I didn't see that.
Emancipation. Sorry.
Emancipation.
I got marbles in my mouth here.
That makes a little more sense, I guess.
Yeah. So it's Emancipation Park. But anyway, here's my thought. And I'm not excusing these fringe groups. I don't like these hate groups. I think we give them more attention than they deserve, but whatever. Now there's a Justice Department investigation. Thank you, Trump administration. Didn't waste much time on that, did they? They're not doing enough, though. They'll never do enough for the lunatic left, ever. Just remember that. Never. Don't try and please them. You'll go crazy. But back to the park. If the officials in Charlottesville would just recognize Robert E. Lee lived, okay? Robert E. Lee was a historical figure. You can study him and hate him. You can study him and wish he'd done things differently. Whatever. That's part of history. But he was there. And maybe channel your dislike of Robert E. Lee into ways where people learn from the past in the future. I don't know. Rather than say, I'm going to take the statue down. We're going to change the name out of the park. There, see? Oh, it's all better now. Everything's fine. This is sort of the stupidity of how they work in a politically correct world. And I am clear, to be clear here, I'm not blaming the statue or the park for what happened, but I am pointing out the obvious that protest doesn't happen this weekend there, but for that politically correct stupidity. So maybe rethink those decisions. Find another way to learn from the past. Agree, disagree, right, wrong, lay it on me, folks. Text until your heart's content. 701-367-2054 or Todd's at 226-8503. I'm at 367-2054. Brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. Before I get to Frank at Bismarck, and on deck is Don on the road and a whole boatload of texts. I got to tell you about my good friends at High Plains Apache. For one, where do you find them? Well, if you're in the middle part of the state, I'd go to Bonanza and take a gander, and you'll see it. You can't miss it. Right across the road from Bonanza, there's High Plains Apache Mandan. If you're on the eastern end of the state, I would go, or western Minnesota, I'd go to I-29, head south at Fargo, go to Exit 60. There's a little community called Frontier. You'll find it right there, right across from Walmart there, High Plains Apache. You'll also find an ET Ag Center, which means if you need a part, they have the part. Pretty much simple as that. That's right, Nick. And 50,000 ag application parts right there waiting for you. And, of course, while you're there, ask about the field lights and the boom lights of the High Plains Apache star of all stars, that Apache sprayer. Ask a grower about the visibility while spraying. They'll tell you it's fantastic. You're not bumped around, smooth ride. Industry-leading five-year driveline warranty. High Plains Apache. Tom Scott sent you. Frank at Bismarck, tell me what's on your mind.
You still there?
I'm still here, and I hear you loud and clear,
okay,
sir. What's on your mind?
I think you're wrong when you were saying the protest doesn't happen.
Well, I basically was saying if they don't have this politically correct war on a statue, then Charlottesville isn't in the news for this fringe group, and these people don't descend from all over the country. I'm not saying they're going to go away, or you know they'll find something else to protest. But I'm saying that woman that died, maybe she's not in that park because of a protest.
Right, but I'm saying that's not just for at least 30 years, 40 years. The protest doesn't happen if you don't give them Nazi groups a permit to have their say. They should have no say. And if the city and county people are stupid enough to give them a permit, then it is up to the citizens to chase them out by force, because there's no place for people like that in this country.
Okay, you raise an interesting point. You're raising an interesting point, Frank, because most people would argue, well, I don't like what they're saying, but it is America and they have a free speech right to do it.
It's worse than shouting fire in a crowded theater. It's the worst thing you can have. Our country's divided, and why let a group like that go anywhere and say anything? They don't belong here. And the cops give them a permit.
Yeah, let's explore this a little bit. So the Justice Department came out with an announcement over the weekend that a federal civil rights investigation is going to happen. Issued a statement condemning the violence. So, obviously, the Justice Department sees this as a crime that rises to a special distinction that they need to investigate into civil rights. Same argument can be made for your point that when a application comes for a, a rally or whatever you're going to call this, these kind of groups' names on it, maybe they don't get it then. Maybe they've lost their ability for quote unquote free speech from the their violence. Maybe there ought to be a distinction, just like the Justice Department is using in the kind of crime.
So anyway, that's what I have to say. That's my point. And that's not that for many, many years.
It's a good point. I would tell you this.
So,
it wouldn't be too long before some city administrator, some uber liberal city administrator would say, if I want to go out and say, go Trump, then I'm being hateful. You know, that's the danger in deciding who has the right at free speech. But I do think these groups cross the line, no doubt about it. They're not a quote unquote. And by the way, same thing with this other side. There is another side here. I've seen a picture actually of I saw the live coverage of the event. They had some green sign that said Black Liberation Army. Did you see that going up against? And then there was another guy from that group who had like this torch thing, and he was blowing fire out of the torch at the people with the Confederate flag. So, you know, there's plenty of hate to go. I don't want them to have a permit either. You know.
Right, dude. That's right. See, it just kills me to think I might be close. People might interpret me as supporting these other, what do they call them, liberal militants or whatever, and I hate them worse for the same time. I know, but still, I still think some things are right and some things are wrong, and I think it's wrong to give permits to people that we know. I mean, we know their agenda is against other Americans, and that's just not suitable to me. So.
Frank, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Don, on the road, you're next at 800-228-0550. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm curious how many of them rioters that burned Baltimore or wherever when Trump was elected had permits. How many of them radical groups in Ferguson had applied for permits? You know, the ultra-left make me sick, and the ultra-right make me sick, and I think they ought to have their little protests in a stadium someplace and have some tickets, and go ahead and let them have it out.
Or grudge match. You know, that is the...
I mean, when we were kids and couldn't get along, the coach used to give us boxing gloves and let us finish it, you know, and let us settle, and we became friends.
Say, by the way, you raised an interesting point when you brought up Ferguson, which sparked the whole Black Lives Matter movement, which has led to law enforcement officers being assassinated. Is there a standard for liberals in this country when Black Lives Matter pulls what it pulls for them to condemn it? I don't recall that. They clearly support the left. But why is it when groups like this come out that because they happen to, in other words, Donald Trump getting votes from a fringe group doesn't mean Donald Trump supports the fringe group. They voted for him.
Yeah, absolutely not. I mean,
and the reverse never happens. I don't remember Barack Obama being commanded to put out word for word condemnations of law enforcement officers being killed. He should have, but I don't remember him being held to that standard.
I think the people that were with Black Lives Matter got invited to the White House, didn't they? If my memory serves correct.
I don't remember. I wouldn't be surprised. I'm trying to black out that whole part of the last 8 years. Don, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Let me rifle through some text here because we're getting a bunch of them. The media fails to tell about the mob that attacked the car with baseball bats. Looks like he may have been trying to get away from them. Just to start off the protest that happened down south, is there no mention of Black Lives Matter and Antifa, George Soros-funded groups that started the violence? These are all solid contributions to the dialogue here. Libs in Fargo trying to dox CPL guys from Fargo seen in Charlottesville on Twitter. Do we know if it's real? Libs in Fargo trying to dox. What is dox, Todd? Do you know what that means? Docs in quotes.
That's what happened to the law enforcement during DAPL, kind of stealing your identity and running with it.
Well, is that right? Is that what docs means? Above my pay grade. We'll try and decipher this during the break. Decode it for you. Coming up more after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
From great deals on fidget spinners to firewood. NDSU attire. Buy one, get one free. IGOG sunglasses and flip-flops. There's plenty of summer left, and PetroServe USA is here to help. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hennon. Look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. It's customer-owned, by people just like you, and it's 100% American-made fuels. Petro Serve USA, the good folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's energy fields, allowing you to save money. Petro Serve USA giving away $50,000 in Petro Serve giveaways. You can register weekly for those because new names are drawn every single week. Superb customer service, clean, bright stores. The next time you need gas, groceries, pop, the best cookies in town, or a car wash, choose Petro Serve USA. And don't forget the 4-for-4 special, the hot stuff, personal pan pizza, two of those great cookies and a 20-ounce drink all day, every day, four items, $4. From PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute is sponsored by Sanford Ahmed and features NDSC Marketing Manager Serena Schmidt discussing playground safety.
We can't catch them every single time they fall, so there's some things you can do when you get to the playground. Just kind of evaluate it before you let them play. One of the most important things to look for is that you're taking them to a playground that has this shock-absorbing surface. So those wood chips or the rubber mulch, and make sure that that's at that proper depth. That's about 12 inches. That way, if they do fall, they'll have that shock absorber to absorb some of that impact. And then just making sure it's a playground that's age appropriate for your children. And I always talk to my son, you need to wear your tennis shoes. Make sure you have those tennis shoes on so you have a good, sturdy footwear for climbing and running and doing all that stuff.
For more playground safety tips, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You could resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Can't decide what I'm hungry for, but I'm thinking the 4-for-4 special is the way to start a week. Great deal. Petro Serve USA locations, home to the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink, two of the best cookies on earth, four items for $4 all day, every day. A great deal. Really, really good deal. Those cookies are always a good deal. And they have great specials going. Deli Express Double Charbroiled Deluxe Sandwiches, $1.99. Sweet Leaf Tea, 89 cents each. Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, two for $4.50. There you go. Petro Serve USA. And, of course, they give away $50,000. So you got to register weekly. New names drawn every week. And when you fill up at a pump you own, you got 100% American-made fuels because they're connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields. Petro Serve USA. Hot stuff, breakfast burrito to start the day, Lewis and Clark coffee. Mmm! Nothing better. Nothing better. Okay, so I think we found out what this whole docs thing means. basically, and Todd, you mentioned that this was a tool of the left during the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, where they would take a picture of a law enforcement officer from, you know, social media and then match that up with Facebook, then put out their address and all their information. But a despicable tactic of the angry, hate-filled left in the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. And evidently they are doing the same here. Now, they're saying, in this case, there's a picture of, I don't know, it looks like five, six people. And they're saying one of them is somebody from Fargo that owns this particular business. And here's the phone number. Have fun. The texter was saying, is this real? Do we know if this is real? I did try to call during the break, and it's not a good number. So I'm thinking it might not be real. It might be fake news. Get that? Fake news. All right, what else we got here? Did President Obama ever say radical Islamic terrorists? If he did, I don't think he did, but if he did, it was way late and after a lot of criticism. And their argument was, you know, that wasn't necessary and didn't have to inflame them. You know, that's just too obvious a double standard of what the left required out of President Trump this weekend. Scott, North Dakota did so much better with the pipeline problem. I assume that texture means managing the protest. You're right. They did. Virginia could have done better. I do believe that's fair. Please, you have to mention Antifa and Black Lives Matter. They started the violence. I don't know if they did or not. I don't know who started it. I only know this. Hate is hate. And one president in recent memory has said, and I quote, related to L-O-V-E, love. We have to love each other. We have to respect each other. Cherish our history and our future together. Study Charlottesville. What we're doing wrong as a country, where things like this can happen. We must remember this truth. No matter our color, creed, religion, or political party, we are all Americans first. I don't know what more they want the man to say. And I think if there's one anecdote, as I said at the top of this hour, to this level of hate, that is so very obvious, it's love. And some Republicans and a lot of Democrats didn't think President Trump was clear enough on Saturday. I personally don't think they listened to him. That's why we played you the entire statement from Saturday, including his tweets, including what was put out in his name Sunday, saying the president very strongly in his statement yesterday condemns all forms of violence, bigotry, and hatred. What can you do but condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence? The statement Sunday went on to say, and of course that includes white supremacists, KKK, neo-Nazi, and all extremist groups. He's calling for national unity, bringing all Americans together. What more can be done, folks? What more can be done? I find it funny, says a texter, that Democrats are protesting each other, and yet it's Trump's fault. I'm a proud deplorable. So if I complain that they are offending me, they'll stop and go away, says another. We have a translation on Docs now, Todd. Docs, revealing someone's identity online without their consent. Who knew? I can't keep up with all the acronyms out there. We knew what it was, but not...
I just remember that came up during Dapple. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't be familiar with it either, but that kind of came up during that time, so...
There There you go.
Fresh in my mind, I guess. But, yeah, I mean, I'm with you. Too many acronyms out there to keep up with it all.
Search for and publicly private... And publish private or identifying information.
Good luck doxing my identity and achieving anything with it. I can't, but if you can, go for it. Whatever.
Again, it says search for and publish private or identifying information about a particular individual on the internet, typically with malicious intent. None of that to go around.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I got a call from my brother the other day. He lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what does it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? I say, boy, move to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers. Polar. And other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.